Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing all right. October is almost up and I'm doing okay. Can't complain. just life and lifing. But anyway, I'm back on this podcast situation. And you know what that means, an album review. Today, we're taking it to South Africa. And before we get into it, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omota and, you know, drop a couple of coins, buy me a coffee or two or three if you do like this podcast, of course. And that helps to keep the lights on. So thank you very much. Otherwise, like I said, let's do this. South Africa, Young Stunner, No Tomato.
The latest African album review is...
Now, the name Young Stunner might be new to some people, considering that No Tomato is his debut album, but he has been around in the industry for a good, 6-7 years or so, with less of a profile than he has now. He started off in the hip-hop side of things, and that was him. You check out his previous work, the features that he was on, it was mostly hip-hop records. And then he made the switch to Amapiano, and he's currently signed to Piano Hub Records under, you know, the tutelage of Kabza De Small and DJ Maphorisa, so you know how that goes. But Amapiano has definitely given him a chance to be a much bigger name, and when he released this album, he had, it was the number one album on Apple Music South Africa, and he had the number one single as well with fire song, absolute fire song. But let me get into this review. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Young Stunner with his debut album, and it's titled No Tomato. I'm not really sure what it means, but I did a bit of digging, and apparently it means beautiful beginnings. And if that's right, then this is an amazing album title, because what this album is definitely beautiful beginnings. Anyway, let's talk about it. It has 16 songs. It was released on, October 22nd via Piano Hub, like I said, and that represents a solid 1 hour 47 minutes of runtime. It has 16 features, I hope I counted correctly, and multiple producer placements, including the dangerous talents of Kabza De Small and DJ Maphorisa, like I mentioned before, Fela Lety, Black Motion, and more. No Tomato opens up with the smash hit, Adiwili. I just love saying that, sorry. Which has speaker-busting bass, to say the very least. And my ears were absolutely in heaven from track one. And that's what I like when I'm listening to my music. Man, I just love it to be so awesome like that. But to put that one as the first track is a tactic that I've heard many people do. Just put your hottest song, bro. Don't even think about it. And that gives people more reason to listen. So this is for the artists. One thing that struck me while listening to No Tomato is the collaborative nature of the entire project. I mean, the fact that there are 16 featured acts on 16 songs. And funny enough, on every song you're going to get, you know, a DJ Maphorisa, you're going to get a Kabza and so forth. And some people appear twice, like Blackie, Sleazy, and so other people. But it's hardly the only Amapiano project in this lane. You realize that Amapiano is such a group effort, from the beats to the lyrics and everything else. You rarely ever get, like, you know, one person doing it. It's usually someone and someone else and someone else and someone else. And it's normal. It's absolutely normal. And I do love that about it. So they work together. They don't compete. Young Stunner himself is such a great artist. First of all, lyrically, his lines, the ones I could understand at least, were well constructed and catchy. And I think that comes from the hip-hop side of things as well. Delivery-wise, he is where... is really where he has this unique pocket. He does the equivalent of what I would say is sing rap, but on Amapiano, somewhat. Whatever that is, it just gives these vocal melodies a good go, and that's really what makes it so catchy about the music, besides the fact that the beats are fire. But I mean, it's Kabza De Small and DJ Mopori Sesso. Yeah. There were definitely some production highs of note on numbers such as City Shui, which had this water drop sound, which is infectiously vivid almost throughout the track, especially the first couple of minutes or so. It's different, but it's genius. Big Zulu's verse was surprisingly fire. Totally caught me off guard from his usual style. What I expected to hear and what he did, different. The beat on Shaka Zulu was also masterful and really blends the deep house world with the Amapiano connection. And I think that's got a lot to do with, I think that's the song with Black Motion actually. And you get to hear how the genres are attached at the hip. Like, Amapiano is very closely related, deep house. And then getting a pitched double on the verse, on the first verse and chorus of Shenka was a genius move. It sounded wow. It just gave the delivery a perfect texture. And those are just some of the examples of what makes this album actually stand out. Because when I heard Young Stunner's got a debut album and it's the hottest album out on the day it got out, I was like, what? But I get why. At 16 tracks, I still found it hard to pick clear favorites. The reason being all the tracks are vibey, actually vibey. But I would say for different moods and stages of groove, for those who go to groove, but all vibey. Young Stunner basically gave us 16 hits and it's up to us to choose what we do with them. And it's not a strange thing to get with Amapiano albums as well. Like, you know, there might be some songs that you gravitate to more, but you're almost guaranteed, especially when there's Kabza De Small behind it and DJ Mapori said that, ish, it's gonna bang start to finish. Amapiano albums, on the other hand, are typically long, and it's not uncommon for house derivative genres to be like that. The listener is already primed for fairly long songs and instrumentals as well, without any vocals, so they're not the most demanding fans there. You can give them an instrumental, they'll vibe to it. You can give them with lyrics and they'll be right there, and it can be long and they're there. So if it's ranging from 4 to 7 minutes, and I mean, Amapiano is easily one of those genres, there's no problem. And that's why, you know, it's like 1 hour, 47 minutes of runtime. I'd say the average South African Amapiano listener wants those long, drawn-out build-ups that Amapiano is famously known for. And much to the disappointment of other people, like the Nigerian side of things, because I know, like, Nigerian music fans, yo, they want the nice part to kick in quick. But nah. That is actually a point of difference between South African Amapiano and that of other countries, especially the further north and west you go. And as an album, I'd say No Tomato is a very well put together piece that puts together the best of Kwaito style Amapiano and with a bit of that rapish kind of core and the soulful kind as well. Now you're really finding, like, lately, I think especially 2021 has given rise to the soulful Amapiano, like where people really go in with the vocals and stuff like that, you know? And it's the dudes rather than, you know, getting your shashas and so forth. And this is evident on songs such as Bayeke, Daliwonga gave us the craziest verse we've heard from him. I was like, ah, is this Daliwonga? Yo, you are sounding good, man, straight up. I mean, yo sounds good, but yo, it was fire. Same can be said for Bula Boot, Wear Blackie. As much as he is hip-hop, he is soulful as can be. And you know Blackie right now. Yo, who doesn't want Blackie on a record? Bruh, crazy. But he did his thing on No Tomato. Like I said before, of the 16 tracks, I could pick a good 12, man. Actually, you know what, you could just put this album on repeat and you're just gonna listen through the songs for 2 hours and you don't even know where the time went, which is great. And I see why people are hyping over it. It is great. It's what you expect an Amapiano album to be, but with Young Stunner's style. And because of so many collabos, I'd love to just see what he can do, you know, with less collabos, maybe next time, just for his own style to really stick out, because he's good. But otherwise, great album. You should totally check it out. Young Stunner, No Tomato. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.